tonight. We have our pastors, Bishop Gary and Pastor Lydia Clowers from Fremont, Ohio. Many years ago, they established a church. They've been all over ministering, and they have many churches birthed under them. And we are one of them, Family Worship Center in Newcastle. And we started gathering together in 2007, Pastor Chris and I, and praying in our home, and we were led to go to one of their conferences, and they just spoke into us, and we kept going back that whole summer and in the fall, and just kept going back for the rich word that they had, amen, and we just couldn't get enough, and we knew that they had a true mothering and fathering spirit, and it was something that Pastor Chris and I longed for, and 2008, we ordained Pastor Chris under the ministry, and we've been a church for 14 years, hallelujah. So I am so blessed to have you hear the word of God that he's going to bring forth tonight and just receive from him. Amen. Just receive from the rich word of God that he has. We welcome them. Can you give them a big round of applause again? So I think we're ready to go into worship. So would you stand with me? Don't forget your tithes and offerings. Amen. And if you've noticed, we were doing lots of work out there. Thank you, Brian. He's our painter. He's been doing a lot of work. He really worked hard this week to get a lot of stuff done. So we got much more to do. So, Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord God. And we lift up holy hands to you, Lord God. And we say, worthy, 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 worthy. Holy, holy, holy. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this special night, Lord God. We thank you for our youth, Lord God, that opened up this service, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, you touch every one of their hearts, Lord God, for giving out tonight, Lord God. Pour back into them, Father God. We thank you for our youth, and we thank you for the youth in this house. Increase them in number in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our worship, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do tonight, Father God. We receive the word, Lord God, that you're going to speak through Bishop, Father God. We receive it with open hearts, Lord God. Let it pierce us, Lord God. Let it change us. Let it renew our minds, Lord God. Let it strengthen our spirit, man, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Speak, Lord God. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, I hope you're ready to worship God, our great and mighty God.
You move the mountains, told the winds and waves be still, cast out demons, bid the empty soul be filled. And now there's breakthrough, and now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same. You hold redemption, made accusers drop their stones, showed us mercy with the mighty miracle.
And there's breakthrough.
Now there's breakthrough. Now there's freedom in your name. You gave us power and the keys to do the same.
walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord, for your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. We stand in authority, all for your glory. For your glory, Lord, for your glory, Lord. We walk in your victory. Pastor Chris, I think they came to worship God tonight. Oh, praise God. Just want to welcome everybody in the church, first-time visitors or people that have been coming all the time. We just welcome everyone, those who are online, and just continue worshiping. If you're at home or wherever you are online, worship. Worship. He is a great and mighty God and worthy to worship.
Thousand tongues to sing your praise. Living is
I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I speak to the mountains. Oh, it's time to move. Well, my God is bigger, better, stronger, greater than you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is in this room, here right now, making this place I stand, holy ground, your spirit moves and breathes all around, all good and perfect things flowing down. If all of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song, and the praises they sing never seem to get old, then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty over all. You were, you are, you'll be forever the King enthroned. Singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song, and the stages they sing never seem to get old. Then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors swing wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors swing wide. I run inside the throne room before you.
be forever the King, enthroned in glorious splendor. Holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, over all. You were, you are, and you'll be forever the King enthroned in glorious splendor.
You are,
you are, and you'll be forever the King enthroned in glory.
You were,
you were, you are, and you'll be forever the King enthroned in glory.
Come on, let's slow it down.
You were, you are, you'll be forever the King.
Lift it up. You were.
You were. You are.
Yes, you'll be forever, God.
The King enthroned in glorious splendor.
You were.
You were. You are. You'll be forever. The King enthroned in glory.
Come on, sing it again. You were.
You were. You are. You'll be forever. The King enthroned in
glorious splendor.
The King enthroned in glory.
Come on, let's declare it.
You were, you are, and you'll be forever the King.
Come on, worship, 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 worship. You were, you are, you'll be forever, Lord.
The King enthroned.
He sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. You are,
you are, you'll be forever the King enthroned. You'll be forever.
One more time.
You were, you are, and you'll be forever the King enthroned in glorious splendor. Holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy Lord.
Let's just cry, holy, holy, holy.
You
splendor.
Holy, holy Lord.
Come on, let's lift up our hands. This worship in
you
one accord.
Holy, holy Lord.
You're holy, holy, holy,
holy Lord.
Right now, tonight, Lord. Press in.
Holy, holy Lord.
Yes, Lord, holy you are.
You are holy, holy Lord.
Oh, angels cry, holy.
You are holy, holy Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord, right now, tonight.
You are holy. Holy Lord.
Lord, you're holy. You're holy, God. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, in His glorious splendor. Come on, just pray unto God. Come on, just sing unto God your own song. Come on, just bless Him with your song. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Lift up your song unto God. Glorify His name. Hallelujah. Tell Him you love Him tonight. Tell Him how much He means to you. Hallelujah. Lord, you're glorious God. Hallelujah. Let all the earth praise. Let all the earth worship His name. Let all the earth say, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come. He's holy. He's holy. Holy. Where He is holy. It's holy ground. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let the earth tremble. Let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. For the Lord God. courts. We enter your courts with praise. Hallelujah. The veil has been torn. Hallelujah. We come boldly to the throne of mercy, that we would receive mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Lord, in our times of need, God, we receive your mercy and your grace, God. Here tonight, God, do your work in our midst, God. Move our hearts, God. Hallelujah. Move our hearts like you can move the mountains. Hallelujah. Move whatever needs to be moved, God. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place, God. Have your way. Have your way, Father God. We surrender to you, God. Hallelujah. We surrender to you, Father, the King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Hallelujah. Lord, our sickness cannot stay. Sickness cannot stay. Hallelujah. Depression. Hallelujah. Weaknesses, doubts, and fears, they cannot stand, because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is in the house. Holy, holy. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on, bless his name. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on. Someone tell him, you're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. If you can, you may be seated. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Well, hallelujah. How you feel like you blessed the Lord tonight with your worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I lift his name. I bless him. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's faithful. Hallelujah. You know, tonight I'm honored here tonight. I really feel that in your life, I just really feel that God is shifting some things. I feel that God is declaring some things. And I just felt that Wednesday night we had an incredible service. And I really felt that there was a real shift. And I believe that it was really, hallelujah. Just some declarations are going to be declared here tonight. So I want you to receive it by faith. Amen. So I just want you to receive it. Father God, I ask right now, hallelujah, that our ears be open. Hallelujah. That our eyes, God, Lord, that we can see, God, that we have understanding. I pray, Father God, right now, the hearts be open. God, Lord, that we can let you in. God, we can let you touch whatever areas of our hearts, God, that, God, Lord, that need touched, God. Lord, whatever need moved out of the way, Father God, we give you our hearts to God, Lord, that you can move it out of our way, God. That we can walk in victory, hallelujah. That we can walk in victory, that we can rise and shine, hallelujah. That we can rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, has risen upon us. So, Father God, I pray to God, Lord, there be an igniting within our hearts tonight in this place as we give you praise. Amen. So without further ado, I just want to give this man of God a great applause and let him know how much you love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, you can be seated. We're so honored to be here tonight. Lydia and I are honored to be here tonight. To share with you what God is saying, and you want me to be back? Mama said to move. Okay, all right. She's gonna come and greet you tonight. So Lydia's been with me for so long till she wishes she wasn't. So, but anyway, come on, greet him tonight.
It's wonderful to be here in the house of the Lord. We're just all family. That's the name that God gave us, family. You know, he created family in the beginning. He looked around after he created everything and he said, something's missing. So he created man and he created woman and he created family. So we're here to worship together and we're just thrilled to be a part of the family of God. A couple of weeks ago I ministered when Bishop was gone and out of town, and the Lord had me minister on the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes. I feel the strength of the Lord here in the house tonight. I encourage you, the word of the Lord encouraged all of us. That's something sometimes we have to practice. We know as a little child we sang that song, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We must clap for it, leap for it, jump for it, reach for it, sing for it. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. We greet you in the name of the Lord. God bless you.
Hey, I think she should preach. Yes. So there's a shifting in the atmosphere. Amen. And there's a change. There's a constant that we have to get a hold of, though, and that's that God is always the same. We're the one changing. Can you say amen? I'm so thankful that he is. I'm so thankful that he's always the same. You can always get the same thing from God. It just depends on how that you where you put yourself and how you appropriate what it is that he's saying to our lives. So let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost. We thank you that he leads us to truth, that he doesn't lead us anywhere else, and that where we stand is in truth. The scripture does declare, your word has said over and over again that your truth, Lord, has made us free, and that it creates freedom in us and causes us to be able to see and hear what we could not have ever seen nor have ever heard. You said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Hallelujah. And I know, Father, that because you said that, that it is now at move. It is in action as far as I'm concerned in my life. And so I stand here tonight thanking you for opportunity after opportunity to pour your gospel around the world. And I thank you tonight, Lord, that we are in the midst of the Holy Ghost. We are in the midst of your presence. We are in the midst of your people. We are in the midst, God, of a happening thing, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody help me and say amen tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That, Father, we are not lost, we are found. That we're not blind, that we see. We're not deaf, that we hear. For, God, you've made us able to triumph even in adverse times. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, we just came out of a meeting about a week ago that was about a week long, and which is unheard of. But you know what? God is doing things that is unheard of. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be back in Newcastle after all this time. I know that all disease is dead in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? And may all viruses leave the planet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're so glad and thankful that we're well able to continue the gospel and that we're able to stand strong and that all things work together for good. And no matter what is happening in our world today, hear me. The Bible says it. The scriptures to proclaim it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I want to share something with you. The Bible said he is King of kings and he is Lord of lords. And so the earth must be yours and the earth must be his at the same time. So whatever I'm saying on earth, heaven is hearing. Whatever heaven is saying, earth is receiving. Oh, yes, it is. Because thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Can you say yes? Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Say back to me, strong tower. Not a weak tower, but a strong tower. What are we talking about? The name of the Lord. Oh, so many names, so many facets of God, so many sides of the Lord. We often get caught up in two or three of them, and we change not. But do you know every time God reflects something, it's something we haven't seen yet? I mean, he's not doing anything new if we've already seen it. But the Bible said, behold, I'll do a new thing, which tells me he's going to open my eyes, open my ears. He's going to renew my strength. He's going to cause me to run through troops and leap over walls when I didn't even want to, because he has made me able to triumph. Can you say yes again? So he's a strong tower. He's not a weak tower. He didn't call us just to retire. He called us to find fresh fire. Can you say amen? The righteous run into it, and the Bible said they are what? Safe. So we have to be safe. The Bible says that God's a safe tower, that he is a safe place. Can you say amen? Then it said righteous will run into it. Now we know we're not righteous on our own. The Bible said we're the righteousness of God through who? Christ Jesus. So we're not righteous on our own, so we can't take credit for being able to run either. We can't take credit for any good thing, because all good things come from God. So we can't take credit for any of that. So ego won't ever run into the tower. Personal strength will never run into the tower. The only thing that will run into the tower is humility. What's been broken by the powers of God, by the strength of God, by life. It'll run to the tower because it knows from which cometh the help. So if he's a strong tower, he's a safe place. I don't know why any of us hesitate to run, but we do, because we often think about us rather than what he's already done. You see, the Bible says he foreknew us. So he also forejudged us, which means he placed us in Christ before the foundations of the world. So the way he looks at us is in Christ. He never looks at us in flesh. No flesh will go to heaven. I want to tell y'all, before you think you're going to take your personal name with you, it ain't going to heaven. Your personal history is not going to heaven unless it's God history. Your personal sins and downfalls and all those things you've had to deal with, they're not going to heaven. You won't be remembered by any of that. None of that will enter anything that's kingdom. So I don't know why it is that we have conflict, except maybe that's why, that we often can confuse how God sees us versus how we see ourselves. Power never happens to anyone, or power never happens until we realize from whence cometh our power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not after precious memories have reserved strength in your life. Everybody's got memories. You got any memories? Raise your hand if you got memories. Some of them's not precious, I know, but we've got memories. How many's ever been beat up in life? How many's ever wish you could just beat the person back up who beat you? Huh? We've all been through stuff. How many's ever had a bad moment in life and you thought you'd never get through it? Or say he's a strong tower. But only the righteous is going to take all that stuff and run to God. Only that. So you are the righteousness of God. So guess what? You get to do that. Take your sick bodies, take your broken minds, take your broken pieces, take everything, all your toys, everything, and run to God. And just run there and just lay there until you find out what he has already done. Because he's not doing it now. He already did it. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says he works from the back. He doesn't work from the front. So everything I'm receiving now has already been granted. Everything I'm doing now has already been prophesied. That's why we can't get caught up in a moment that looks defeat, like defeat. All it is for our making. It's a shifting, a changing to cause us not to build a camp there. Whatever's happening in our life, we can't build camps there. But we do. It's just human nature to want to do that. But if we do that, then we're going to get stuck there and our identity will be lost in the camp and not in what he said before time. Most of the church world's never caught up with that idea or concept or actuality because we're still living in time. And so time dictates to us how God feels. God doesn't feel. God is. We feel. Don't you feel sorry for me, Lord? No, I don't know how. I got so mad at God one time that I wanted to quit talking to him because I realized he doesn't feel what I'm feeling. The Bible said, oh, no. I get you. No, Bishop. He is moved by how we feel. He may be moved by it, but he don't feel it. He's only moved by it. Because he's moved by it simply because he wants us to move away from it. Feelings and emotions rob us of being able to run into the high place. So we serve those things and we call them God. The shout is not necessarily God. It's us not knowing what to do with what we just felt. When you're at a ball game and you don't know what to do and somebody makes a touchdown, what do? You get up and just go crazy because you don't know what to do with that emotion. We are emotional creatures. It's okay. Some people need a little bit more of that.
But after the emotion's gone, you still have to go home. Either knowing your team won or lost, you still got to go home to you. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty. But humility goes before honor. He who gives answers before he hears, it's folly and shame to him. In other words, until we just are totally and completely dependent on God, we're just always going to be in a confused place or in a place where we're just not certain about how our faith really was established to begin with. See, the Bible says he is faith. Hebrews 11:1 says now faith is, which means now the covenant. Jesus, that's a person. Now our faith is what he did, not what we're going to do. I don't know about you, but that would make me shout if I wanted to shout hallelujah. Now stripes are healing and health, because that's what he did. That's who he is. He is my peace. Not my present government. Not fuel prices. See, he is my peace. Now, there's something about the body of Christ that just amazes me. We are resilient. We have a tendency to be able to go through all kinds of historical things in our world and still continue to worship. Do you know why worship happens when you put your life on the floor and your head above all things? Worship happens when your heart and your head becomes one in the heavens. Worship never happens until our life is on the floor. Until our life is on the floor, our heart can't be elevated beyond it. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, which means we must need one. If God is those things, we must have needed a refuge and a strength. So life is not always a good and great and joyful thing. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes life is difficult. And sometimes the answers are not at all what I expected. Not at all. And sometimes people get on my nerves till I found out I had extra nerves. And sometimes I don't want to preach. And sometimes I don't want to sing. And sometimes I just want to get in a boat and row into the middle of nowhere. You ever been like that? No, I'm too real for you, right? But that's the truth. Life is not always easy. Neither is marriage. Friendships. Sometimes the preacher gets on your nerves. Maybe I'm doing that now. It won't last long. I'll be out of here shortly. The car just doesn't run properly. Pastor Chris told us that after salvation and getting the Holy Ghost that we were going to have power. I feel powerless. Feelings. Whoa, feelings. Oh, yes. I just know that God is going to do great things. And guess what? He doesn't. Doesn't do great things. But he told me to do something else rather than all I just said. And he told me to get up and keep going. A great thing. God is doing great things. When I can get up and keep going, God just did a great thing. Powerful. God just did a great thing. I don't feel like getting up, but I did. I don't feel like running, but I'm running. I don't feel like doing this, but I am. And I don't know why. I don't understand. Oh, now I got it. God lives here. Oh, my. I don't feel him, but I know him. I don't sense a miracle, but I must be one. Because I don't know how I kept going. I should not have been able to do that. But I did it. I should not have been able to survive this blow.
Oh, but I did it. Therefore, we will not fear. So fear must not belong to me, because he's my refuge and my strength. And the person of God shelters me from me. More than anybody else from me. I could do myself more harm than anybody else. Oh my God, do you know yourself that well? Huh? Does anybody else know yourself at all? But he says, no. And you think it's you saying it, but see, greater is he that is in you. I'm proving God lives in you if you'll listen. You said no when you said you wanted to do that, and you said no. And you walked away still with the appetite, but you didn't do it. And you think, wow, how'd that happen? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. What a God we serve. And we're always looking exteriorly for him. And he lives in here. He abides. You say, well, I'm not Pentecostal. Sometimes I'm not either. I'm not charismatic. No. You're none of those things. Those are just things. Those are happenings of God. But you are a child, a person, a son of the Most High God. That's who you are. You're not a brand of religion, or you're not a move of God, just brandedly speaking. No, you're not a Pentecostal, a charismatic, or whatever we are today. You are a person of God. And your life is a witness. I got up. I shouldn't have got up. I don't know how somebody knows this. I should have been dead, but now I'm alive. Somebody knows it. You don't have to talk about it. Jesus said, don't tell him. He told the man that laid by the pool 38 years, just get up and put your bed around your neck and don't tell nobody I was here. Woo! Don't tell nobody I was here. You don't have to tell nobody I was here. No, they're going to know somebody was here. Who is it? Who did this? Because I never saw anything like this before. Yes, right. I'll do a new thing, saith the Lord. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Amen. Yeah, instead of you jumping in the water when the angel comes, you're just walking around with your pallet around your neck. That's a big difference right there, you know. Though the waters roar and foam, though mountains quake, it is swelling. Stop and think about it, Cena. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I'm going to tell you, nobody makes me glad but God. Nobody. I can't nobody really make me happy. I'm not made to be happy in the natural because too much stuff's done happened to me. But I am made as a stream. That's why I'm a worshiper. That's why I do what I do, because nothing makes me happy. Money don't make me happy. Prestige don't make me happy. Traveling don't make me happy. People don't make me happy. Only God can make me happy. Only God can do that. Can't nobody love me like God. Nobody ever has loved me like God. I don't know any love like God's, because God doesn't have conditions on his love. And anyone else who's ever loved me conditionally, it seemed. So if you fail in the religious system, guess what? Your condition gets worse with them. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. I said it again. So if you fall down in the religious system, your condition now will prove whether or not. Now, you might have already gotten up. You might already be well. But my God, you're branded until they decide to release you to their opinion. Oh, we are such great Christians. Oh, if only the curtains could be pulled. See, I've been in this 50 years. You ain't fooling me. Maybe longer than 50 now, 52 or 3 years ago. Anyhow, and I'm not saying it's justifiable, but I'm saying he justified you. That's who he is. He justified you when you should not have been justified. When you stand before God, you're not going to stand before God based on what you did or didn't do in your own justification. He stands there for you. Jesus, who hung on the cross, who got up out of the grave, who dug you out of your sins and forgave you and made you the righteousness of God by Christ. Woo! Jesus. I can run there. I have to run there. But religion and religiosity and dispensationalism declares to us, oh, someday you're going to get judged for everything. I got judged the day Jesus shed his blood. I got judged the day Jesus forgave the world of all their sins. If any man would come after me, yeah, he will deny himself. But I'm going to tell you why you do that, because of the grace and the mercy and the power of God within you. No man can deny himself without the power of the Holy Spirit. No man can change without God living inside of you. You can't do this by yourself. Come on, somebody, shout, he lives in me. Nobody can do this. Nobody can. But he did it for us, and now he's enabled us. He's given us favor and grace so we can do the exceeding and the abundant above all could ever ask or think. I couldn't have dreamed this if I wanted to. He's enabled us to be able to do all things. The holy dwelling place of the Most High God, in the midst of her, she is not moved. Y'all sung that tonight. God will help her. Morning doors. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice and the earth melted. Everything that's going on in our world today is nothing compared to what heaven has already said. The earth is not the enemy's. He's an intruder. He's an alien. And he only lives here because of ignorance. Ignorance is not a nasty word. It just means unlearned. The very system that God chose to use to govern the earth wants to fly. Wants out of here. Yet the word declares that he gave us dominion and sent us to the earth to occupy until he gets back. The very system of the church has denied Jesus Christ lordship until they can figure out what the end looks like. Well, let me tell you what it looks like. It looks like a man named Jesus. His face is lit up like gold. The blood that spilled out of his side and the water that flowed out of him. His streams made glad the city of God. You hear me? When we pray about the kingdom coming, the kingdom's not coming down. It's coming through us. The kingdom of God is within you, the Bible said. It's not something that's coming down to earth. It's something that's coming up out of the earth. You are his. He is yours. And he has destined you to be able to triumph in the midst of enemies. The earth melted. I want it to melt. I want it to melt. But everything that is unlike God has to be revealed. Everything that is unlike him has to be revealed. We'll never fight the fight of faith until we know and that he knows that he can identify what is not him. But he will raise up a standard against it. And you and I are the standard. Hate cannot live where love abounds. Wherever darkness tries to penetrate and light remains, it has no entrance. There is no entrance in darkness. Darkness doesn't live in light. And light's never been afraid of darkness. The two's never met. The two have never met. When Jesus came into your life, he did not meet your darkness. He met your need. He didn't decide which sins to forgive and which sins not to forgive. He didn't decide who you were then. He decided who you were before. He named you. He claimed you. He bought you. He paid for you. He ransomed you. He brought you out of hell. And the devil is a liar and continues to try to convince the system, the church, that they too are just victims. They are not victims. They are the redeemed of the Lord. Come on, David said, I can run through troops and I can leap over the wall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, somebody. He makes wars to cease. To the ends of the earth, he burns chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I'm God. Let's talk about know that I'm God. Sometimes we don't know he's God because we look at other things and call him God.
gods of sorrow, gods of grief, gods of disease, gods of sickness, gods of poverty, kingdoms that need to totter and need to melt. We still serve them because we believe that we've inherited these things. The only way they got into our life was through a lie. The only thing that got into your life that wasn't canceled by the dominion force before you is the only thing that's in your life, but it's gone. Do you hear me? By the power and the grace of God, it has no power. It has no dominion. It's a lie. Poverty is a lie. Sickness is a lie. Death is a lie. It's been conquered at the cross. Everything that is beneath Jesus is a lie. Come on. Everything that raises its voice against God is a lie. The only thing that is truth is that that prevails and causes you to be able to overcome and have victory in the present world. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. Now, he said that before the new covenant was actually established. Think about it. He knew ahead of time that he would never lose a battle. The writer knew it. I don't know how he knew it except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Before his time, he was walking in an absolute revelation of Christ that did not and had not taken place. He was walking in grace. He was walking in dominion. He was walking in kingship and authority before ever Jesus hung on the cross, King David. God could manifest those kind of concepts and covenants within a man before time. But to do it to everyone, a shift had to happen. A climate change had to take place. A fire had to fall. A man had to be born. In the most unlikely circumstances, a virgin birth. A miracle had to happen. Something that not everyone would believe, not everyone would receive, but who did would be changed forever. It had to be birthed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mind and in the heart of every person who received him as Christ. See, he is our most successful defense. We got a lot of defenses, but he's the successful one. He's the one that is successful. Philippians 2 and 9 says something, says that God's eternal purpose is to bring everything to himself. So if that's his purpose, and I know, as I said, there are things in our life still on the way into the tower. There are circumstances we are seeking God to reveal and how to deal with in us. And it's altogether possible that that is the next revival in your heart. That the storm that you're in right now could be the next revelation of Jesus. Because see, we are his representatives. We don't represent cancer. We represent healing. We don't represent just falling down. But we do represent getting up. We don't represent the kingdoms of this earth, the governments of the natural, but we represent something that had dominion before they ever got named. We may look like a speck in the eye of all humanity, but we still have great and powerful meaning. If any two will agree on any one thing, hallelujah. If we will agree, and you will agree, and you will agree, the power of that anointing and the merging of those spirits will begin to make well and make room and make avenue for God's appearance. He's holy, he's mighty, he's great. And he does all things, but he does them through his created and choice people. Philippians 1 and 20 says, according to my earnest expectations and hope, I would be hopeless if I believed I could accomplish this. I would be hopeless if I believed that I could preach. Hopeless. If a man or a woman is not God dependent, their anointing is in great disrepair. They're dangerous to the body of Christ and greatly, greatly dangerous to themselves. Until our head is lower than and our heart is higher, God can't flow through us in the dimensions that could change governments and atmospheres. Until worship excels in the church and not song services, miracles cannot dwell there. You see, because presence is what creates God's ability to move beyond us. Sovereign things happen because God is sovereign. But we have to create atmospheres for the sovereign to be seen and heard. He'll never intrude through fleshly things. He only moves where there's open doors of spirit and life. Hallelujah. Spirit and life, do you hear me? That I'll not put anything to shame in any way, he said. But that with all boldness in Christ will even now as always be exalted in the body, whether by life or death. Two things. I like life. I don't like death. But he will be exalted. Some things just die. You know, when I was a kid, I used to like certain foods I really don't care about today. Just died. Must have been nature. Must have been God. Must have been growth. Must have been change. A lot of people don't like change, you know. You ever notice how people get stuck in a certain mode of, now don't get me wrong, I'm not looking at nobody, certain mode of dress or certain mode of life structure. Say, man, if you don't like it, just get out of my life. Thank you, I will. See, I like progress. Just because you're older don't mean you have to dress like an old person. Just because you're young don't mean you have to dress like a young person either. You know, you can dress like, but I'm just saying. But see, it's what's inside. It's the youth of God. And sometimes we settle for what the world says rather than what God said. You know, in my life, the Lord said he would use me the greatest once I was old. Now, he's done some pretty great things while I was young. And I can't wait to see what's going to flow out of this well later. I'm still very young, you know. But that's what he said. That's what he, and I believe that. But the truth is the older I get, the more God-dependent I become and the less giddy I feel. I don't get giddy over nothing much. I love creativity. Have you noticed how much Western society is, how much creativity they've lost? Everybody goes to certain places and buys the same food. They don't know how to even cook a chicken no more. They line up for Chick-fil-A. Even during COVID, there's big old long lines for chicken. And I don't give you Chick-fil-A. If you're watching, you got great chicken. But this woman can cook better chicken than you. I'm sorry. She's creative in the kitchen. People are afraid, you know, to be unique and different. But see, God makes everybody able to be unique and different. Not in a non-humble way, not in a prideful way, just in a real way. I could never preach if I couldn't preach out of me, who I am, what it is God has shown me, how I feel about Jesus. If I don't speak in tongues, I feel okay. If I do, I feel okay. I mean, the Bible said you edify yourself when you speak in tongues. I could use some of that, so I do speak in tongues. But it don't make me spiritual. It just makes me feel better. You know, we all get sick. We all have moments. We all have real need for each other. So we can't all be sick at the same time. We can't all be down at the same time. That's why we're a body. That's why we, now come on, listen to me. That's why Jesus put us together and said, come together. And that's why the world says, no, stay at home. Because if you can divide, you can conquer. The devil says, I can't stop them if I can't divide them. I can't stop the church if I can't make them afraid. Either we confront the things with truth or we run away from the tower. And we are in sudden destruction. And our destruction had nothing to do with our appointment. It has something to do with our disability, our inability to understand revelatorily what God had already done. Fight the fight of faith. Because God is not abandoning you in life or in death. Because you are eternal and you will live forever. But your testimony and your legacy is more important than your physical body. Because what you leave in this earth can remain with somebody else, being that God created it, or it won't. Rewards are not for works, they're for who you are. Just like who he is a reward. Works will get you no reward. It's who you are that rewards you. Faith is not an action word, it is a person. And it is in him I rest my case. Covenant people are servants. They're not churchgoers. What can I do to help this vision, Pastor? I know it's going to make me bleed, because if I don't bleed, I don't have covenant with you. I like your preaching, but I ain't bleeding for you. Bye. You ain't going to last long, I guarantee you. That's the way it works in this thing, you know. But one can put 1,000, two can put 10. That won't stop the vision. Nothing will. Nothing stops God in the earth. Not disobedience. Not running away. Because God's not in time. We are. And the only thing that we are in our time is receiving our destiny and walking in it or delaying it. Make a choice. Make a choice in your faith that Jesus already fixed this thing for you. And that you don't grab it according to your sin nature. And you don't grab it according to your past. And you don't grab it according to your future. You grab it according to the cross. You grab it according to the cross. Grab right now. If you need healing in this room, you grab it according to the cross. Not according to what you did to be where you are, but you grab it according to the cross. If you need salvation, you grab it according to the cross. You don't grab it according to what you did or didn't do, but you grab it according to, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but would have life everlasting. Come on, we grab it according to the works of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. The relationship between a negative spiritual climate and the hardness of human hearts leads to sustained strongholds. I'll read it again. Listen. The relationship between a negative spiritual climate. How many's ever had to be with people who are negative all the time? Well, this is what it leads to. Sustained strongholds. Anytime you're negative, 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 you will sustain a stronghold. But I just don't know what's wrong. We need to rebuke the devil. No, we need to unsustain this negativity. Well, my mama was like that. Unsustain respect for it. My daddy was like that. Unsustain respect for it. Don't respect that. That is keeping you bound to the floor of the jungle. You are a lion wanting to roar, but you are bound to the floor of the jungle because of culture. Culture is a killer for the anointing of God. Culture will take you back rather than forward. Family inheritance is a good thing unless it's causing you to look backwards and stay in the fences of what they were. What they were is what you needed at the time. What you are won't look just like that. It will look better than that, greater than that, and you will be better. But it takes breaking and understanding. I will not sustain this stronghold. A stronghold has to do with the way people think. I have always been amazed at how people call God something when he has never had that thought. It's not in his nature to even think that thought. Well, you know, it ain't in the Bible. I wish it was, but cleanliness is next to godliness. God never said that. He never said that. See, that colors how a person thinks and feels about themselves and other people. How we view the world is how we serve the world. The reason we come to church is going to create a better and a more positive life, or it's just going to be sustaining our religious duties. Religious duties really don't sustain us. They don't bring us into anything futuristic. They don't make us a better person. So if you want to know where strongholds are, listen. They're not up there. They're down here. They're in here. And it's not the fault of the person as much as it is the way they were built to think, wired to think. When you're a child, if somebody says stuff to you over and over and over and over again, well, if you could be beautiful and somebody say to you, you're ugly, you'll think you're ugly. Because it's how you train your mind to think that you will live. There are many prosperous people, people who could run great businesses who are not doing anything more than working in a climate that they hate. And the reason you hate it is because you were never designed to do it. You were never built to be beneath. The only persons that want to be beneath are people who have no vision. But you were built to overcome. You were built to create. And you were built to move in creative powers. God made us creative. We're like Him. He created heaven and earth. God is a creative God. I'm moving as fast as I can. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare. Somebody says, well, there is no warfare. Yeah, there is a warfare. But they're not carnal. So it's not in the carnal realm. But they're mighty through God. To the pulling down of what? To the changing of minds. If I can help you change your mind tonight about yourself, I'll change your world. If I can help you believe that God has forgiven you when you didn't, I can change your heart. If I can help you understand the bigness of that covenant and the depth of the blood and how it all took place, then you would not ever go to God asking Him to make you different. You would go to God and thank Him you are different. And you will be surprised if words are creative, how that will construct in you a better view of yourself and others. But it's grabbing hold of what happened at the cross. What is surprising is how many people respond to a different normal when we're brought up in climates that vary. And I'm going to close here in just a minute. But how many of you know that the kingdom is not a religion, but it's God in us, subduing kingdoms of the world? So it's God in us. So if that is true, then it can't be a religion at all. It's not something we can practice. It's just something we are. That's why I said when you pray, don't pray for stuff. But yet we're so gifted at praying for stuff. But let's pray it this way. Pray thy kingdom come. Okay, so if the kingdom of healing comes, death's got to scream. Not healing comes, but kingdom. So in those kingdoms are kings. Every kingdom has a king. Kingdom of mercy. We know who that is. Grace. Kingdom of murder is taken over by the kingdom of life. Kingdoms that continue to beat up on the minds of individuals' failures have to be overcome by the kings of the kingdom. There's one king, but he's many faceted. I'm winding it up, bringing it back. He's many faceted. He looks nothing like death. He looks like life. And we don't recognize life because we've not lived in it enough to know it. We live in mixture. Mixture is when I'm trying to make myself better and my heart is right. I want to, but I can't do it. But grace and mercy will overtake every time the mixture and cause me to come into a more stable and more viable place, understanding who I am. So let's go. What happened when Jesus said it is finished? Tell me what happened. What is it? What was he dealing with on the cross? What was the it he was dealing with? Tell me, what was it? What was it? Huh? The sins of the, okay, the kingdoms of the, it is, how did it get finished? The fulfillment of God, the fulfillment of price, the reversal of the garden, the effects of the garden, all got reversed on the cross. Every doctrine that comes out of there is a doctrine that's not present in this covenant. But yet we mix. As long as there's mixture, there's a Babylonian tower. But the moment that we unmix it and we become pure in our faith toward the cross, we are a miracle. We are sane. We are full of hope and power. And we believe beyond any doubt that God can raise us up at any instant. So in the name of Jesus, I respond to spiritual influence. I respond to fatherhood. I respond to family atmospheres. I respond to the dispensational idea, okay, that we will pass the baton. But I do not respond to this has to happen before that happens because God has already done it. I respond to picking up the cross and running after Jesus. So let's get climate control and atmosphere changers going on in the house. Can you say amen? Let me read this to you and we're done. Luke 4, 18, 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Everybody say, because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. So that's where we go. That's what the anointing was designed for, to talk to poor people who don't know him. He has sent me to heal brokenhearted. So if you've been brokenhearted, hallelujah. God has sent the anointed to heal you. To preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what the anointing's for. You, body of Christ, are anointed to do this. And he facilitates, he moves you into your anointings so you can go into the city and preach the gospel, the good news to the captive. He said, I don't care where you are, where you're stuck. I know what God said about you before you ever got here. You're anointed for that. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot more to this, but I feel led to do this. Lift your hand. I am a believer because of the cross. I am able to get up, to move forward, to look in the mirror and call on the better because of the cross. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I'm blood bought. Paid for. I'm not left out. I'm included. I am in covenant because he made covenant. The earth is my father's. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is also mine. That where my feet sit right now, where they rest, I own it. And in the name of Jesus, I will not be denied my privilege and my worship. I will not be denied my health. I will not be denied my prosperity. I will not be denied my hope. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. Come on, riba baba shatarinda bahasataya. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the blood. My hope is in the cross. Woo! Shout somebody and say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for the price you paid. We thank you for the great I am that you are. Oh God, we are so grateful tonight to be saved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, we're so thankful for the Holy Ghost. We're so thankful for appointment and for hope in the future. God, you have given us hope when there was no hope. You have given us health where there was no health. You've given us blessing where we didn't deserve it. You are a great God and we worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to every home in the name of Jesus. Whatever is always visiting and always trying to raise its cultural head, we speak in the name of Jesus that you stand strong and that you get up one more time and that you declare the words of the Lord that God has placed in your heart about your house, your home, your family. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every young person here. Your destiny is far greater than your temptations. Your destiny is much greater than the culture that you're in right now. Culture cannot consume you. You must allow yourself to understand you are a leader and that you will be consumed by the culture of the kingdom. No man in this room today is left out. God is not looking at you through the lenses of sin. God is looking at you through the lenses of what has been accomplished. And you have had the victory accomplished already in your life. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody right now who's been beat on this week. You've looked through the lenses of failure. But God is telling you tonight, I'm looking through what I've done for you and to you. Lift your hand and thank God tonight. You've been set free. You are free tonight to worship. You are free tonight to walk in the very redeemed place that God placed you in. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you prospers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are holy. You are righteous. You are my payment. And I am free. All hereditary and cultural spirits, mindsets, that have tried to prevail in this city to crush the prophetic, to merchandise the gospel, to take pure gifts and whore them. Hear you this. You have not won the victory. This is not your city. This is not your earth. And for every failure, there is a success blooming in the desert. For every storm, there's a sunshine right behind it. And this moment, I speak to this city and to the apostolic order and to the prophetic and the teachers. Rise up. Rise up in your office. Rise up in your calling. Rise up in your spirit. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Don't rise up by profession. Rise up because you are. Don't rise up because you're called. Rise up because you can't help yourself. Rise up. Don't rise up because you think you have something to offer. Rise up because you're dependent upon what he does in the earth you live in. Rise up. You carry the anointed mantle of the Lord to make differences in government powers. I cease to say no more. But I don't know what to say except to tell you your voice carries the weight God placed on it before the foundation of the world. Your prophetic voice carries the weight that God placed on Handalolobo Hushata before the foundation of the world. Mama and Daddy, your voice carries weight. It carries weight of a parent that God placed on it before the foundation of the world. He knew you would have these children. He knew that they would be valuable to the earth. Come on, you have a weighty anointing within your life. I want you to grab hold of that tonight. And if you are a believer, I want you to start praying with me as I sit down here. And I want you to speak the words of the Lord over your city, your family, your businesses. In the name of Jesus tonight, God, we thank and praise you that we have a weighty anointing. Ha! Woo! We have a weighty anointing in our lives, God. You have weighted us down with kingdom understanding and authority. Oh, hallelujah. And I place in this place tonight, Lord, room for the anointing to bloom. Room for the rose of Sharon. I will not let go until I am transformed. And a nation is born. I'm standing in a holy place. Let the earth rejoice. I speak to the power of disappointment. Command it to cease. Because disappointment wants to unseat you. Disappointment wants to unseat us and place us in a wrong position. We heard that at conference. I speak to it. Take hands. Because you're taking hands now as a transference of the anointing. And I want you to speak. If you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. If you pray in English, whatever you want to do. I pray for every minister. I pray for every elder, every called and positioned teacher, everyone in this ministry, and if in other ministries represented here tonight, I pray for you. I pray for everything that God, the building blocks needed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for families. I pray for children. I pray all of you. And the reason I say I pray, it means I seek God for you in this room now. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the sovereign God, that you sovereignly will touch where I can't touch it. You sovereignly will do what I can't do, that you sovereignly will move where I can't see, that you will prophesy where I can't prophesy, that you will do the exceeding and the abundant where I'm not thinking or understanding. But God, I trust your sovereignty in this room tonight. Oh, I trust it. Somebody say, I trust it. Hallelujah. I trust it. I trust it. Oh, I trust it. I trust it. I trust it. I trust it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said his name's above all names, and he's worthy of all praise. You see, my heart was saying, how great is our God. How great is he? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. I said his name's above all names, and he's worthy of all praise. Yes, my heart will sing,
How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. Then sings my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Come on, worship Him. Hallelujah. Woo.